My name is Caper Powell. I'm 16 years old. Today is November 26th, 2018, and I'm speaking with David Powell, who's my father. we're recording this interview in Santa Clarita, California. Now, Dad, what do you remember about the day you enlisted? In the military.
Where else would I enlist? Well, my friends, it was kind of stupid. It was like a contest. My friends went and enlisted, and one went into the enlisted in the Air Force, and then two others enlisted in the Navy, and then I came back and I said, "Hey, I enlisted myself," and they go, "Oh my God, why would you do that?" And I go, "Because I wanted to beat you." And they go, "What did you do?" And I go, "I enlisted in the Marine Corps." And they go, "Oh my God, why would you do that?" I go, you know, that's the toughest ones.
You just wanted to be the coolest.
And I was the coolest. I was the dumbest. That's hard, the Marine Corps. So that's what I did. And even then, they were like, and even my friends now still go, "What were you thinking going in the Marines?" Wayne says that because he was in the Navy.
Oh, shoot.
But anyway, that's what happened. I just, and then, yeah, we all graduated high school and off we went to.
So you enlisted like on the day like that they used to come to schools and say.
No, I went down. They used to have the places down by the grocery stores.
We have one.
We do?
It's by the mall. I know where the center is.
Oh, my God.
Okay, anyways, can you describe a funny moment from boot camp?
Well, I'll tell you one. Was we were doing bugle sticks. We had these big sticks. We'd be up on a big log on top of a muddy water thing. And when it was my turn to get up, I was up against people you hit each other, and then you fall off the log. And it was my turn to get up, and I got this really big guy, really big.
And you're not that big yourself.
I'm not a very big man. And so I got up, and when they counted, they said, "On the count of three, start fighting." And he said, "One." And I hit the guy as hard as I could. I got him off guard and he went off the log. And then the recruits were screaming, hey, that's not fair. And then the drill sergeant got up and goes, "I think it was completely fair." He goes, "Dave knew he was going to get his ass kicked. And he took the opportunity to win." He goes, "I think that's a good lesson to learn." And so that was that.
I never heard that story.
Yeah, that's what I did.
All right. How did you get into comedy?
I was always in comedy. I was doing magic in comedy back when I was even, I don't know, 13, 14. In fact, when I got to the Marine Corps, they called me Hollywood. Everyone called me Hollywood.
I mean, that's where you grew up in. Where'd you grow
Newport
up?
Newport Beach. Yeah. I wasn't from Hollywood.
You look like
I know. Even in Newport Beach, they called me Hollywood. So, when I got out of the Marines, I moved to Hollywood. What am I supposed to? And that's where I'm going to be again after I get the hell out of this town. This sleepy town.
Oh, my God.
No action here.
So from comedy that you were in for, what, 25 years?
Mm-hmm.
How'd you get into magic?
No. I was in magic first.
What? So 19?
No, I was already doing magic at...
16?
At 10.
What the... When did this happen?
Johnny Carson was a magician first. Did you know that?
No.
Do you even know who he is?
No.
Oh, my God. Anyway. Yeah, I was doing magic, and it just seemed better to do comedy. And it got better and better because you could carry less props. And then I finally only ended up with a few things in my pockets instead of rolling on a big table with birds. Birds.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, how about that? When I went to work at a restaurant, it was a pizza place, and I was working on Friday nights. And
yeah, you had birds.
I had birds. The owner came in and said, "What the hell is going on here?" And I go, "Just my act." And I'd already been working there just on Friday nights, I don't know, 8 o'clock. And he came in and goes, "You can't have wild birds flying around here. This is a restaurant." He goes, "It's illegal. Now, take them home. Don't bring those birds back."
Why did you want a child?
I have no idea. That was a big mistake. That was a big one. I don't know. Company, I guess.
Oh, thanks. Why were you with my mom?
I have no idea.
Well, you're not anymore.
Yeah, exactly. We remedied that.
What are some of your earliest childhood memories?
I didn't have a childhood. I was already working, doing comedy and magic by the time I was 12.
Did you get paid?
Yeah, I got paid. I never worked for free. In fact, I didn't even work for free when I went to do the Jerry Lewis telethon on TV. They were giving me, I think it was $400 to go on for TV for 10 minutes.
Yeah, you weren't even there that long.
And then they said, they gave me the check and they said, "By the way, everybody that works here usually takes the check and signs it back to us because we're a charity and donates the $400 back." And I go, "Well, you're not getting my money, okay? I need this money. I work for a living." I go, "I'm not Bob Hope." So, somebody's calling me. I got.
All right, so it seems that we have run out of time, Dad.
Yeah, because I was talking to my Colombian friend.
You're a very busy man. Like, you work from home, you work all the time. You don't really got anything else.
I'm in demand.
All right. Thanks for the great Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
All right.
That was good. Me, you, and...
And a neighbor.
Jim. The Republican.
All right, say goodbye.
The Republican.
Say goodbye.
Bye.
Are you sure you're finished? Yes.